Hour number two on this Friday, Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Jake Lyman in for Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, and Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And on our phone lines right now, we are thrilled to be joined by forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. Chris, my second chance getting to talk to you this week. I had you on Wednesday with Jared's show, and now we got you back. It is game day for NBA, taking on Pearl Cone. What's the feeling waking up this morning as the new season starts?
Man, I couldn't even sleep last night. It kind of feels like, in 1999, we're going to the Super Bowl. You just have that anticipation. You know, you're going against Pearl Cone, who has a great head coach, Benetti. They won it last year. So I'm excited. I even went out. I was going to mow the grass this morning, but I went out and ran some routes. That's how excited I am. So I'm ready to go. So, yes.
Exciting times. What's the feeling like just in general with high school football being back? It's the first feeling of, you know, fall, and it's week one of three where we get high school, college, and then the NFL.
Oh, man.
It feels like we're finally getting back.
I mean, it really is. I mean, we went to practice. We went through 2 days. We talk about stuff in the paper. We talk about what we need to improve on. I'm sick and tired of practice. I'm ready for the game. I mean, Pearl Cone's going to come in here, and, you know, they're going to be excited. They're going to be riled up. They're going to have the band and everything. It's just everything you love about high school football. It's just the pureness of it. You know, the fans are excited. People are screaming. You got, you know, the student body painted up. I mean, it's just one of those days that you just like, man, something feels different. Why? Because you got high school football back.
Chris, let me tell you this, man.
Hey, Joe Dubin?
My man. Is this
how
Derek? Who's this? Derek Mason? hey, let me tell you this. And you know how much I love you, and I love high school football.
Love you too, brother.
So my high school football, the guy coaches at my high school called me up, and he says, hey, man, I got all practice jerseys from the 80s, and what's your number? And I told him my number. He's like, I got your practice jersey. Let me tell you what. So I go by Wednesday at McGavick High School, Chris, and I grab my practice jersey. I got to tell you, man. I held that practice jersey like a newborn baby. I mean, the emotions that came through me that flowed out of that.
Unbelievable.
Let me tell you what. I wanted to burn that jersey when I played high school football. And now that thing to me is worth more than gold. That's what you get to experience, Chris, playing high school football.
Man, it really is, because it's funny that you said it. When you're in the thick of it, when you're running five gassers and, you know, getting hit and, you know, all that stuff, you'd be like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But it's funny that you say this, because about 4 or 5 days ago, I walked into my closet and I saw my Ohio State jersey. I mean, I was real skinny, but this and that, it wasn't that big. But just the memories of going through 2 days and going through 3 days, going to the Citrus Bowl, you know, playing with guys with Joey Galloway, Kirk Herbstreit, all those guys. It just brought so many memories. Then I go back to high school. I can't find my jersey, but I still remember pictures of it. But just remember in my senior year, and I'll never forget this, and it's kind of heartbreaking, to where we're down by 8 points. And we score on a hook and lateral that we never practice on. We just draw it up on the sidelines. I catch it, and I pitch it back to my running back, and we score. And we go for two, and we lose. And even though we lost, It still brought memories that, man, we went to the state championship twice in a row, even though we lost. So it brings a lot of memories.
It does. And I'll never forget, a coach told me, who was just on my ass all the time, screaming at me, yelling at me, and he told me, Chris, he said, the day I don't yell at you, the day I don't scream at you, is the day you need to worry. And he's so right.
I want him to yell. I wish I could get yelled at. And one of my, you know, this is not a weird story, but this is an awesome story, is my head coach was Ben Gregory. He was a great running back for the Buffalo Bills. He was my head coach in high school. And he's the one who really got me to Ohio State, because his cousin was the wide receiver coach, you know, for the Ohio State University. And it just shows you, man, that, you know, when you have these connections, you play football, you never know what could happen. Great things can happen.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was telling Jake, you remember when the Titans would go out and they'd do a scrimmage at a high school on Friday night during camp? They haven't done it.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah.
They haven't done it in several years, and they should go back to doing that. But I was telling Jake, I'd go and I would talk to, I don't know, Derrick Henry. It's like, hey, man, tell me about Friday night. And they wouldn't shut up. They love. There's so many memories about the purity of high school football on Friday night that the Titans players would just keep talking and on, and it was beautiful, because at that moment they were 17 years old again.
But see, here's the thing: when you play in high school, you're not playing for an NIL deal. You're not playing for, you know, if you lose your job, and you get to the the college, and when you get to pros, there's so much pressure. There's so much, you know, having to perform that if you make a mistake, you're going to get out of here. When you're in high school football, you can develop, you can make mistakes and come back and have a great year. Now, here's the craziest part about my high school career. My first 2 years, I didn't score a touchdown because I got hurt and I had to sit out, all these crazy things. And then all of a sudden I get to the end of my junior year, I play cornerback, and then I get to my senior year and I scored some touchdowns and went to Ohio State. But the good part of high school, the reason why I share that story is I had a chance to develop. But then when you get to college and pros, you really don't have that much time to develop because so much pressure behind the scenes to win.
Talking with Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. Chris, our question of the day today has been, what is a stadium or atmosphere that took your breath away the first time you saw it? And I know you've been in plenty of stadiums, yes, and great atmospheres. What's one that stands out to you?
It's two of them. In college, number one was Syracuse. When I went to Syracuse, it was in 1992. Kirk Herbstreit was our quarterback, and we weren't even ranked. We were going against Syracuse that was ranked number four in the country. So we locked hands and we walked out there. When I tell you that their crowd was going bananas, they was acting real, real crazy. So I love that atmosphere. And then when I get to the pros, the one stadium that I absolutely love, that I wish I could play it in each Sunday, was the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium, Arrowhead. When you walk in there and they sing the national anthem, they say the home of the Chiefs. Man, when I tell you, it makes the hair on my neck. I don't have no more hair because I'm bald, but the hair that I used to have stand up, because when they say everybody in unison says the home of the Chiefs, I mean, it's unreal.
That's a cool one. Carrier Dome was not one that I would have thought of there, but definitely one of those atmospheres that's got to be cool, especially hosting football and basketball in there. Transitioning to the Titans quickly here, sure. Final weekend of the preseason. What has to be the mindset, knowing that cutdown day is coming? A lot of guys are playing for their jobs this weekend, sure, against the Saints, and really have to show out and prove that they deserve a spot on the 53.
I mean, you're absolutely right, because I guarantee you a lot of people are going to look at the game and say, oh, it's preseason. Oh, we just need to hurry up and get to the season. But you got to understand there's a lot of guys that are fighting for their jobs, because it's going to come down to the last play. I'm going to give you a perfect example. You know, Les Steckel, my rookie season, he was my wide receiver coach. He said this. He said, Chris, they're thinking about making you be on the practice squad or whatever. He said, if you go out and play well, you have a chance to maybe be the third wide receiver. So I go out there, and I'll never forget, we were going against the Washington Redskins, and this is the fourth quarter. It's like 2 minutes left in the game. And I'm not exaggerating. It's 4th and 26, and we're going for it. So they throw me a curl. I catch the pass. I spin, and I go for 40 yards. Ooh. If you look at the sidelines is going crazy. But that play solidified me from moving to the third, from the fifth receiver to the third receiver, and then actually starting my third game. So the point that I'm making is, you got guys like Chestnut, Haskins, that need to make plays. And then you got, you know, some offensive line guys like Duncan and Ojokinu. I can't really pronounce his name. But guys like that need to play like it's their last play. Because why? The sky is not going to lie. They're going to show every move you make, every play you make, and they're going to say, okay, can we rely on this guy or not? So it's going to come down actually to the last play of the game.
We are talking to Chris Sanders today. Chris, all right, your guy Treylon Burks is injured again. When you're labeled as injury prone, can you ever get rid of that moniker on you?
It's tough, you know, when you have that situation where, you know, the last couple of years you're consistently hurt. But here's the deal. You can't control about hurting a knee or hurting, you know, a hip. You can't control that. But what you can control is when you get in the game, that your impact is felt. So when they call, when it's 3rd and 5 and you catch a pass and you take it 70 yards, they're going to forget about the injury stuff. But the good thing about it is you have to be available to make that play. So the only knock that's been on Treylon Burks is not being available. If he's available and makes those plays, they're going to erase all that stuff. Why? Because he's capable of doing that.
This is just me watching him at practice. This is just me.
Yes.
I don't think he loves football, Chris. That's just that's my take. I don't think. And you've talked about this. Right. If you don't love football, you shouldn't be out there.
You know, I'm I agree with you a little bit, but let me break it down to you a little bit. We always talk about guys going through the mental aspect of it. Sometimes when you get beat up so much, sometimes you just get mentally tired. I'm gonna give you a perfect example. And when I was at Ohio State, you know, my first 4 years, I didn't have a touchdown. So it's my senior year. You know, I'm supposed to start. They started junior because I didn't go through spring ball. So now we go play San Diego State, And we're flying back from there. And mentally, I said, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to. I'm tired. I'm physically drained. I'm tired of coaches yelling at me. I put in the work, and you start a junior. I'm tired. So now, you know, I get back home. I get to my apartment, whatever, whatever. And I call my mom. I said, Mom, I'm finished. I don't want to do this anymore. And then all of a sudden, we drive up in situations happen where I get back in the starting position, and then, you know, I go on to the NFL. That's the same thing with Chandler Merks. It's not that he might not love football. I don't know the man. I just think that sometimes you're just mentally tired. You're just mentally beat up. Everybody in the media is saying you're this. Everybody in the media is saying you're that. Sometimes you need somebody to pat you on the back and give you a hug and look you square in the eyes and say, dude, I believe in you. I know you can do this. I trust you. Even though everybody's labeling you this, I'm going to take that label off and put another label on you and say, I believe you have confidence. That's how I'll handle Traylon Burks.
They need to hire you. One last one for me. Yes. I know you've talked about this, but when Ridley goes in front of the press and says, you know, he didn't run hard, no, would you have ever done that?
Oh, I got Les Stecker, who was a Green Beret. You remember? Les
right.
Stecker?
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to happen. If I say, hey, I pulled up, he's like, what? And then, you know, I get a karate chop on the back of the neck. So that would happen right there. But you got to understand that I'm not saying he's pulled up. I just maybe he thinks that, oh, you know, something might have happened with his hamstring, or he felt like he couldn't get it. Because if you look at the video that they had maybe 2 weeks ago, oh, no, I'm sorry, about 3 weeks ago, one of the coaches, it's a video out, which is one of the coaches comes up to him. He's kneeled down on the ground after practice. He said this. He said, you're one of the hardest working receivers I've ever been around. So if you have a coach says that to you, and one guy takes a playoff, it doesn't mean that he's a bad guy. It just means that maybe he was tired on that play. So I kind of look at it in that situation.
I got it.
Chris Sanders, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to talk to you. And good luck tonight. We'll be rooting you on.
Man, appreciate it. Love you guys. Appreciate it.
See you, Chris.
Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders joining us here on the program. Jake Lyman in for Chase McCabe today. Jason, Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.